From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley studios in Boston, this is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. Back in June, Barack Obama called on the EPA to begin regulating CO2 emissions from existing power plants, which emit 40% of U.S. global warming gases. The executive order came in response to a 2007 Supreme Court ruling and years of climate gridlock in Congress. California Congressman Henry Waxman and other House Democrats have been calling for hearings on the science of climate change ever since Republicans won control of the lower house in 2010. Now, leaders of the House Energy and Commerce Committee have summoned representatives of 13 federal agencies for climate change hearings on September 18th. You might expect Henry Waxman to be pleased, but he has mixed feelings.
Well, I think the upcoming climate hearing is a positive development, but it's not a signal of change in the direction of Congress. The Republicans are in control. They've denied the science, and they don't want the administration to act, and they certainly don't want Congress to act. So they're bringing in people from the different agencies of government who are proposing regulations on their own under existing law, which gives them the authority to do it. And I think they're going to berate them. How can you talk about doing something to limit pollution from coal-burning power plants? What authority do you have to do that? Why is the Department of Energy doing something to limit the efficiency of refrigerators? I expect that's what they're going to do because that's the way they've acted for the last 3 or 4 years. They've denied the science. They don't think there's a problem. And they have voted over 53 times to say that we shouldn't be doing anything about the climate change issue.
A cynic might say that Republicans are calling in all these various heads of agencies and departments to scrutinize their budgets involving climate with a view towards trying to cut those budgets.
Well, they've already proposed cutting those budgets. They propose cutting the budgets of all government agencies that do any kind of regulation, also government agencies that do research. But I think they want to show their oil and coal industry constituents that they're standing up to this administration. And I think we're seeing the indication that this is just the beginning of an escalating outcry by the Republicans when the government acts on its own under authority of the law to limit carbon and other greenhouse gases that cause climate change.
Now, what's the format of these hearings?
They've invited a lot of witnesses. I think they'll probably put them at a table, and each one will get a 5 to 10 minutes to make their comments. Then we'll ask questions back and forth, Republicans first, Democrats after that, then back to Republicans.
Who will testify?
I haven't heard precisely who's going to testify. The head of the EPA is Gina McCarthy. Dr. Moniz is the Secretary of Energy. Both, of course, have testified before our committee and subcommittees many times.
Well, how much climate science will be discussed? Both Gina McCarthy and, of course, formerly Professor Moniz are well versed in science of climate change.
Well, they are indeed. And we could ask them, and probably will, to talk about the science that motivates them to take the actions that they're taking. But we ought to hear from other researchers. We ought to hear from other scientists. The overwhelming consensus is that not only are we seeing the impact of climate change, which costs us billions and billions of dollars in damage, but that we're only seeing the beginning of it because this problem is accelerating and getting much worse than anybody quite imagined. And Republicans won't allow a hearing from the scientists. And that isn't because they haven't been asked, because Congressman Bobby Rush, who's the ranking Democrat on the Energy Subcommittee, and I have written, I think, over 28 separate letters requesting a hearing. And you know how many answers we've gotten to our letters? None. And so how many hearings have we had? None. So the Republicans are in charge, and you wouldn't think there was a problem of climate change if you listen to what they have to say.
Congressman Waxman, what does this say about America's ability to deal with the public policy implications of science if one particular party is not willing to hear what scientists have to say?
In the past, I think people had a reverence for science because it's not partisan. It's based on evidence. It's testing a hypothesis by looking at the realities of what we're seeing, what conclusions the evidence points to. But Republicans, some Republicans, have approached science as just another point of view, as if it's part of a political discussion. I think that's a serious mistake. And this isn't the only instance where we've seen science denied or distorted. I remember when President George W. Bush was in office, his Department of Health and Human Services put on the web that women who got abortions were more likely to get breast cancer. And we raised a fuss about it, asking them what scientific evidence did they have to make such a statement. And of course, they had none. They just made it up because it fit with their ideology. So we've seen a disregard for science on the environmental side. We've seen it on the reproductive rights issues. They think science is just something to be used if it fits their ideology, not trying to figure out the best policy based on the evidence and proceeding from that. Senator Moynihan once said, you can have different opinions, but you can't have different facts. And Republicans are trying to make different facts by ignoring the evidence.
So on these climate hearings in front of the House subcommittee, what do you expect will come out of all of this?
Well, I hope these hearings will be positive. I think it's positive because we're talking about the climate issue. And I wish it were a signal that there's a change in the direction that Congress, in the House anyway, wants to pursue. But at least we'll hear from the administration that's made a determination under President Obama to take action, not just to watch the consequences and pretend they're not real.
Henry Waxman is a Democratic congressman from California's 33rd District. Thank you so much, Congressman.
You're welcome. Good to be with you.